Well, good evening, guys. A midweek video. Now, this news item happened in a place I used to live, Thailand. This happened in Pattaya. Now, I was in Pattaya many, many times. And it's a great fun place to be. But it does have its darker side, too. Now, apparently this guy was in a bar, quite a popular bar, and a fight broke out. Not with the guys, with the girls. There seems to be a dispute occurred about who was whose customer. And there was jealousy involved, of course. And there was about 20 girls involved. They weren't attacking the men, they were attacking each other. But this guy made a mistake of going in trying to stop it. So he got walloped instead. Now, I've seen lots of guys like him. They're usually quite drunk by then. It's usually late. And the guy's usually had enough to drink about 3 hours ago, but still drinking. He got injured quite a bit, but not too seriously, and he just wanted to go home and go to bed. The police said they're looking for the culprits, like the females, but I don't expect too much will be done about it. But the police don't look kindly upon their customers being beat up, especially if they're not really doing anything wrong. In case you didn't know, Thai femmes are not submissive. They're feisty. And generally speaking, they don't take no shit. But you should learn from your experience. Never intervene when two females or any females are fighting. Just let them go at it. And that goes with all females everywhere. As you can see, I'm playing the video that they provided. It's not about the femmes fighting, which would have been exciting. This is just the aftermath. I suspect the bar will get a dressing down, may even get a curfew, but it won't last. Because the police generally receive money from the bars, inadvertently. It's almost like a dream, 20 femmes fighting over you. But it's not that nice. Generally, with experienced bar girls, they want to lock onto a Falang. That's anybody who's not Thai, usually a Westerner. He might be there 3 weeks and she wants to be with him for 3 weeks. That way she secures 3 weeks of money. They're very good at their job and they are fun to be with. I hope this story doesn't turn anybody off going to Thailand, especially Pattaya. You gotta see it, at least once. Let me know what you think of the story, guys. Take it easy. I'll put a link down below.